Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What up, everybody? B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. JP just rolling in. Traffic was crazy today, Jay. And you know what? I've been on somewhat of a worldwide tour myself, an East Coast tour. We're going to break down a little bit about Nats today. I want to get into a talk about Tyrese Halliburton. When does it lay on the team, the medical staff, to protect players from themselves? Because what he said yesterday or last night or whatever about he would do it again, I 100,000% agree with him. But I also believe that there's a time and place where teams and doctors got to protect that player from himself. Because players always are going to try to go out there and support their team. But when they are in a position to hurt themselves, you got to protect them. Kevin Durant, same situation.
Calf strain.
When he had that strain, a strain, everybody out there, I want y'all to listen to one thing. A strain is a slight tear. People have been saying it's been happening for years. We hear strain, we think, oh, it ain't, that's not serious. It's a slight tear. Tyrese had a strain on game five. And then
You saw it look bad that game.
And then he comes back. If you look at the plays, I actually thought they were running the replay when it happened, dog. I did
from
not,
the other game?
Yeah, from the other game.
Because it was in OKC, too.
Then you go back and you're like, oh, hell. And you just have to keep replaying it. And I understand. If a player say, I'm not going to play, fans are not mature enough or intelligent enough to understand the seriousness of some injuries. And you'll never let the player down. But if the team do it, you'll let him down. Jay Cutler. Chicago Bears pull him out the game. The narrative was that Jay Cutler came out. Jay Cutler never lived that down.
Well, I mean, in this city, if you want to talk about protecting a player, now granted, he kept saying he was okay, but you think about Robert, you go back to that.
Yeah, he didn't let the doctor check him out, though.
It just took the eye test to see the dude shouldn't be playing.
Hell yeah.
I mean, especially in the Seattle game.
I think it's a good conversation. And would love to, whether it's late on in the show, whatever, to give fans take. Like, I know we want our stars to play at all times, but as a former player, I'm going to tell you one thing. You are never too hurt to where you will not want to play. Never.
Sure.
But if your team just say your ass is not playing, you have no choice. And yes, Tyrese Halliburton played well in game five. He sat in spots. He didn't really try to take it. When he tried to make that move, when they start putting that pressure on him, that's how he got hurt in the first game. Now, when it comes down to it, you're going to pay him about whatever he's making, $40 million next year or whenever, however long it takes him to come back. You know? And I will say this. Kevin Durant is still an astronomical player. But Kevin Durant hasn't been Kevin Durant since that Achilles tear.
No.
Most players are not themselves after the Achilles tear. So if I can allow a guy to completely heal and then come back, I think you have to try it out. So that this is where they always tell.
But is it not different? I hear what you're saying, and I think there's a time to protect, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does game seven of the finals not change?
I don't give a damn what time it is. See, that's the problem. That's a fan talk right there.
But I'm asking the question, so, and I think for players, they're willing to push through more
but
then.
I'm not talking about the player. I just stated players are always going to want to play. There's not an injury big enough for a player not to play. When do the people that claim they're the smart ones, they're the intelligent ones, step in and protect that player from himself?
That's
the question I'm
it's
asking.
It's kind of an age-old question, too.
Not asking about the player because if that player had a tear and said he wasn't going to play, no fan will let him live it down. But if the team say we're not letting him play, eventually they get over that.
And you don't think that should change when you get that close to a title?
No. Okay, if the guy is that valuable to you, what difference does it make?
Flags fly forever.
Flags fly forever. But guess what, though? When you try to make flags fly, make them fly, they don't fly. So he...
The other part of it to me, I don't think the Pacers were winning that game. Thunder went... Now, granted, it was when Halliburton was out, but they made a little change in the third quarter defensively. T.J. McConnell is a ball of energy, mm-hmm. but they made a tweak to let him kind of get more out of control, and then they started turning it over
so
like crazy.
He started creating and making points and stuff like that, and let's say one thing. That's not what Halliburton does. Halliburton sits and shoots. So once they extended the defense out to him, he couldn't sit and shoot set shots, his little jump, whatever you call it. He couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Now he has to make plays. And you already have an injury that can influence it.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there yesterday talking with somebody about it, and I was like, you know what? This is something I would love to ask. It's not about the player. I never would tell a player, oh, yeah, man, just say you're not. No. This is about we claim that medicine is so much better today, that the field of medicine is so much more technical. They could digest and pick up stuff so much clearer than they did in the past. So why are there so much more injuries happening today?
So what do you say then? I think it was Oladipo that said this, and we talked about this yesterday, that they need to limit the amount of regular season games because these guys are just too big and strong to run around like this. I mean, pace of games is up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to that notion? To me, it's laughable because they're all doing load management anyway.
What I say is the mindset of people today, younger people today, is always trying to get more for less. Because, no, I don't believe that they're so much bigger, stronger, and faster. Ain't nobody in playing football today faster than Darryl Green. There's nobody playing football today probably more powerful than what the damn Reggie White was. And that's not a return man out there that's bigger than I was and running like I was. So I don't – listen, man, you could say what you want, but all those dudes that played before you ran as fast, were as strong, and as big. There's not nobody in the league stronger than Jumpy Gathers today, okay? But those dudes played with mediocre – at best, equipment.
Sure.
They played with straight trash equipment.
And
they were playing with trash cleats. And guess what they did? They played every damn game, and many of them didn't miss none.
And they didn't have nearly the tools and chirotherapy. Like, all these recovery things didn't exist either.
You know what I believe? I believe that when you're in these professions, your body has to be put through a test to know how much you can get out of it. And a lot of times, many people don't train themselves to the point where they know what the hell their bodies can do. Baseball now, if you're a pitcher, you pitch 6 innings tops and they pull you out.
If you're a pitcher now, you usually have Tommy John by 19.
Yeah, but you 5-6 innings of pitching.
Right.
There were guys back in the day pitching doubleheaders, okay? They make you become a specialist in now every sport at one thing, which does one thing. It enhances the muscles that you need for that job, and it doesn't allow the rest of them to catch up with it. So when guys were young back when I was growing up and before me, they played every damn sport. They didn't just play baseball year-round, basketball year-round, football, that's all they did. They did every sport. So you get a fully developed person. When you're talking to a little kid today and they're getting going into college, what do you tell them? Like when they get ready out of college to write a resume, you don't want to just have academics prowess. You want to be able to come out of college and say, I can deal with people with social issues. I can deal with a lot of people. I was in these different groups. I was smart. If you could say you played a sport, that'd be even extra. Because when that guy goes to hire you, he wants a well-rounded person more than just a one guy could do just one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is part of the problem. And you know who's that part? That's when the damn doctors come in the professional level where they want guys to only do one thing. And they limit the amount of stuff they could do. Why the hell people think that I was able to do what I was able to do? Because you know what? I pushed myself to limits in the offseason. I hear people now, guys get breaks in minicamp, in OTAs. That's 2-3 days. Okay?
It's usually 4 on, 1 off.
But they get breaks even in OTAs.
Right.
Some of them go one day, don't do the next. So when they finally get to football during the way it's set up today, and I'm not knocking any player for anything, but it's like I'm knocking the people that make decisions that feel like, oh, if we make everything easier for them, when they get into full competition, this going to be better. No, when you get into full competition, now you're trying to stretch yourself and do stuff that you haven't been doing. That's when injuries pop up. And if you just do the same thing over and over and over and over again, you know what you do in that situation? You wear out your muscles, your joints, your ligaments, whatever. So it just, yes, technology has gotten better, but are we being hamstrung by technology and forgetting that? And I know this is a movie, but I use this all the time. Drago had all the machines.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky was running around with a damn telephone pole and running the sand and punching meat. And Rocky beat his ass. Yes, I know this is how things are. But you know what I could compare that to? I knew the guys that looked like Tony Atlas that were taking the little pink baby aspirin-looking things, which are steroids. And I knew every time we got in competition, I bust that ass. And everybody else that was the hard worker bust their ass. They lost. They looked good. They looked the part, but they could not perform the part because they did it the shortcut way. So guys got to get back into doing what they could do the old school way and use the other stuff to help you out, but don't forget the old school way.
B shot out of a cannon today on Halliburton. I like it, man.
I watched the kid, and I know Jeff truly loves him, and I felt sorry for him because that was kind of foreshadowed. Jeff was just stating. He said he saw him shooting it, and he said, man, but somebody going to make him have to make a move. And when he had to make the move, what happened? You know? Hey, man, you got to push through some things. You got to find different ways. But sometimes, if that guy is important, show that importance all the time, not just in certain situations.
I'm with you, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to get people up to speed on where all you've been, because I get people asking me, I'm like, nobody has a motor like B. Mitch. So last Thursday we were off work. We were down in Richmond to play Kinlock.
Yeah. So that's how I was on an East Coast worldwide tour.
So you drove down to Richmond. You drive back to MGM that night. This is Thursday night.
Yeah.
Friday morning, how early are you on the bike?
I am at the place around 4:20. I got on the bike around 4:30-something, but we decided to back off until 5 because I didn't want to leave out with 300 people at that early in the morning because it's dark.
Dark, and yeah.
I'm not trying to hit the asphalt.
So now, what, did you let people go up in front of you,
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Let me hit you with one thing, Jay. So we get downstairs at the hotel, and I realize I don't have my bike shoes.
This is Friday morning?
Friday morning. So you know those red, white, and blue Nikes I wear?
Yeah.
I had the first 33.6 miles.
You weren't
miles,
clipped in?
I wasn't clipped in. I had on my bike, my basketball, basically, shoes.
Those like Air Maxes you
wear. Yeah, I rode those for 33.6 miles. Then Tony met us.
Hold on. Now, does your bike pedals have like the cage to put your foot in, or
no,
just clips?
It's just the clips, but it's like it's flat.
Right.
So it's basically about.
It's slippery as hell.
It's about this big.
Yeah.
So I rode, and we averaged about 19, 20 miles per hour while doing that.
So then Tony met you in Annapolis?
So he met us in Annapolis. He had picked up some shoes from
Tony Talley?
From Mark's
house.
Love
Tony.
And then the left clip wouldn't clip in. So for the next 30-something miles, I ride with a right foot clipped in, and the left one wouldn't clip, and it kept coming out. So I had to make sure I could lift on my right foot to push with the left. And then finally, I just asked the dude, they had there's people from the bike lane. I said, do you all have any clips?
What do you wear, 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, y'all have any clips? He said, yeah, I could put two new clips on for you. So he puts the new clips on. So now from that 60-something mile point to the 109, I was clipped in at that point.
So you rode over half of the bike to the beach without at least one clip.
Without being properly clipped.
All right. So that's nuts in and of itself.
But it was fun.
So then you get to the beach.
Yeah.
You have to drive back that night?
That day.
Or someone drove back?
Yeah. So what we did, we hung around for a little bit because they had a beer festival at Lock Point. And I met Duber's dad.
Oh, he's funny.
I met him.
Great dude.
I said, yeah, I do a show with JP. Oh, I know exactly who you are.
So I bet he knew who you were without mentioning a show with me, bro.
So I did. We did that, and then we went to eat. This is a little tidbit. There was a 12-year-old kid that I saw at the second stop where we were at Centerville Elementary School. 12-year-old kid. He was basically on a Huffy. This 12-year-old kid did that whole 109-mile ride.
Wow.
Because we were sitting out eating, and I said, yo, look. The kid was coming up. His dad said he wanted to do it. This kid did 109 miles on like a little BMX bike, though.
Wow.
He's a trooper. But then we left there. I got me and Mark stopped in Bowie because Mark has a friend with a food truck. We got some catfish. And, some catfish. Seafood salad and macaroni and cheese. And then I dropped Mark back at the MGM. I went home. And I was
dropping. What time did you get home?
I got home about 11, 12. I dropped off my car that morning, the rental car that morning at 6.
Right.
And then I had to fly out of Nashville because my Dulles flight kept getting delayed. I was on my way to Atlanta for a wedding.
Right.
So I left Dulles at 8:50-something, got to Atlanta around 10-something, and the wedding was at 5.
All right. And then you fly back Sunday?
Flew back Sunday night.
Yesterday you were at Woodmore?
Yesterday I was in the Commanders had a golf tournament with some, I guess what you call it,
season tickets
and
or
stuff
something.
Like
yeah.
That, and I played in that. So I'm here today.
How'd you play? You have to be gassed, dude.
We played 7-under. No, I get my rest, dog. Like, I'll take a nap. An hour nap for me is like 6 hours sleep for somebody else.
I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where. I've seen you do it.
Yep. So it was fun. It was fun. And I will just say this here. Thank you, Ben. Ben works with Bike to the Beach for moving it from August 2nd to June 20th.
You guys actually had pretty nice weather that day.
Yeah, it was 80-something degrees.
Yeah.
It was 99.
You imagine you were biking to the beach today?
Yeah, but August 2nd last year? It was 99 degrees at 4:30 in the morning.
Golly.
Yeah.
So your son-in-law, Deshaun, posted a bit. So you were at Ray Brown's daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
Looked like a lovely affair.
But outstanding affair.
Jeff always jokes about two Americas, right?
Uh-huh.
And Deshaun posted a video. Now, this might be a younger people thing, or it might be a two Americas thing. Deshaun posted a video of everybody on the dance floor doing a dance. And it looked like 100 people on the dance floor.
It was a Florida dance.
Everybody knew the dance.
Yeah.
I've never seen that dance in my entire life.
Which one was it? Was it the Florida dance or was it just Sierra? Because I know they were all dancing to the Sierra thing.
I don't. Jeff's dealing with stuff.
Jeff, what song was it? What?
Did you see the video Deshaun posted on? B. Mitch's son-in-law, Deshaun, posted a video on his Instagram story of everybody doing this dance at Ray's daughter's wedding.
It was either the song with Sierra sings, and they do it in her little, when I think about you, whatever the song.
Oh, Tamia.
Tamia.
Tamia sings it.
That song, or it was they were doing this Florida dance song.
Whatever this was. I don't know if you could see it, Jeff. But, Jeff, I don't know if this is me being old or me being old and white. I have never seen this dance in my entire life.
And then
this joint right here.
That either do they got fans in their hands? Where them fans at? Let me see.
This might be a fraternity sorority thing. He now has a caption in there that I missed. It's alphas and K's.
Yeah, they strolling, bro.
I'm telling you, I was watching this mesmerized. Like, how does everybody know this? And I have zero capacity for this.
I am about to send this clip to all of my Greek friends.
This is the captain. Yeah. This is a Ferrari. Yeah.
The other one, though, was a dance.
He's a...
BJ
is an AFIA, and so Miriam is
this was just a dance. This wasn't a sorority fraternity thing. And again,
that's probably
I got nothing.
Tamir. Yeah.
You know, I assume the drinks were flowing. My dumb ass would have been out there trying to do
you
it.
You would have been.
It would have looked like a disaster.
Bro, they had, let me see. It was about 7-8 bars.
All right, so I was at the beach this weekend too. I drove a car. I did not ride it.
Uh-huh.
And Monty from Starboard, of course, gave me a little gift package. I think you will like this hat. This hat looks like you.
Yeah.
You like white hats. It's a sharp hat.
I'm aware.
Tomorrow. I don't know that Jeff can fit this joint, but doesn't this shirt look like Jeff all over
like
it?
Me.
You want it?
What size is it?
It seems to be really big. It's a large. It's all orange crushes. I think you'll love it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see
this
if Jeff.
Fit Jeff. Jeff will look like
Jeff, you want this t-shirt from Starboard?
He'll look like a stripper in this shirt.
Why would I look like a stripper in that shirt?
Because it'd be super tight. You know, they wear those
don't
little
strippers take their clothes
like
off? Jeff, you can have this one if you want it, buddy. B took the polo shirt I thought you'd like. All right, we're just getting warmed up. There's plenty to discuss. Really good win for the Nats last night in San Diego. James Wood just keeps doing James Wood things. All of a sudden, Nathaniel Lowe's absolutely on fire. Got to catch up on the Nats. There's some Commander stuff I do want to discuss. The Sheehan thing from yesterday is kind of going nuts about the uniform stuff. Josh Harris has said we want to get our uniforms back to what they used to look like. So sometimes the content cycle just like goes nuts for stuff that's already been said. But I do think there's one really, really interesting thing involved in all that. Kime's going to join us. Nate's going to join us. It's going to be a big, busy day. Anybody out on those roads, man, good luck. Here's what I thought of today. You know, John Leahy is a friend of ours. And there are days in the D.C. area where it is 102 degrees. You can't open your phone without getting alerts about a heat warning. I don't really know why to open my phone I need a heat warning. But
I had this conversation yesterday on the golf course with a guy that grew up in Louisiana. And so, we both said we never heard of heat warnings until we moved here.
Well, here's all I'm saying. If you're driving around D.C. today and you get heat warnings nonstop and the traffic's god awful, you might be thinking about selling your house, moving somewhere else. And if you want to do it, call John Leahy.
Yep, just like a recent seller, they were thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over the asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right there on his website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time. Nobody else does that.
Well, and I think some of the things John does to help you sell your house, to get you over the finish line, really differentiate from other realtors. If, say, you know you're sitting on some equity, but you know your kitchen's just a little dated, and say you put a new fridge, a new range, new dishwasher in, you get the stainless steel that everybody wants, what's that going to cost you? 10 grand? I don't know.
Maybe more.
Eight, maybe 12, depending on what you're looking at. Talk to John. Because if you talk to John, he can front you that cash so you don't have to come out of pocket to buy all the new appliances, and then you just settle up on the back end at closing. And if you do work like that before you go to market, the return, the ROI on that is 2 or 3X. Things like that make a huge difference with John. He'll front you up to 50 grand if you and he could decide it's going to make us a lot more money selling this thing. It only takes a few seconds. Check out his website. You can find out the equity. You can get an instant cash offer. He's a differentiator in the market, man. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.